Okay, excellent. This one. Hello, I'm a parent. My child goes to a private school. Last year, I got a computer for him. On Tuesday, it wasn't working and the warranty is out. I'm looking around to get help. I called the ministry. They said it's only for government schools, which I understand, but it is not a normal circumstance. I used to work. I'm not working anymore. So basically, they said my phone is not up to date with Zoom. Not all children that go to private is their first choice, but some needs need to be met. So I pull them out of government school so they will not get lost in the system. I would like the ministry to clarify why everybody cannot get help and only the government school. It is sad, but if I could do better, I would not have asked. I think that one for the permanent secretary, Ms. Betty Allen Headley.
Sorry.
Yes, please.
Mel, you're not policy. Mm-hmm. We are the operational managers. Mm-hmm. Policy essentially set by government. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine we're asked the person to take the name and number, and we will see. And maybe we can't open an avenue. I don't want to say we can't give or we can't. I don't know what is the situation. Mm-hmm. So she can write to the chief or to the PS. She can write to the chief through the PS. Outlining her details, and we will certainly see how we can assist. We may be able to reach out to another ministry in terms of getting help. So let her write her case and we will see how we can assist.
Yeah. All right, there are a number of people here, and either you can touch on this when we come back in, but the number of people appealing for half day or less days, because they recognize that last time we were doing 2 or 3 online, 2 or 3 face-to-face. Now we're going full online. I'm getting a number of WhatsApps asking for consideration for half day online or half week online. So I don't know if you want to make a comment on that or if we should come back.
We can't here definitively say that that is the way that we're going to be going. The request for 3 days a week and a half day, this hasn't come to the fore before. And the same problems that we're having now with persons talking about supervision, what happens to the days that they're not there? Are we saying that they're not getting any work? There are some schools that they would have some periods of time, as I said earlier, where they'd be giving the students work. So I don't think that the 3 days and 2 days for the online is what we would want. We're praying that we get through this as soon as possible, and the Ministry of Health give us the permission that we could actually go back face to face. I'm sure everybody realizes that is the ultimate goal for all of us, and that's where we will really want to go. So it is not something that's been put on the table before. So I can't give a definitive answer about that, but we take the recommendation and we will have to get back to them. That's where it is.
Okay, someone here is asking to confirm the legal age that you can leave a child at home alone. I think it is a very important question. What is the legal age you can leave a child at home alone?
Question, and I will have to get the exact number from our psychologist about that. I don't know if we have that written down, that there's a legal age, but most persons don't normally leave children before they're in their teens. But so not to misquote or say the wrong thing, I will get back to you.
I'm sure there's a legal age and then a culture and norm age.
To me, the legal age might be 16. I don't know.
Yeah, correct. And then there's the normal age that they leave them. Because I know 9-year-olds that keep, you know, toddlers. I think, and it's something that I come down on parents on very difficult. You know, what don't happen in 1,000 years can happen in 1 day.
Yeah, so my officers are here saying 12, but I'll double check. Please don't quote me on that.
No problem at all. All right, we got 8 minutes before.
Somebody's messaging me asking who will be getting laptops. So I want to say that of the over 9,000 laptops that we will be purchasing, that almost 4,500 will be made available to secondary school students, fourth form and up, as well as teachers, and that the tablets, which will be almost 5,000, those will be made available to nursery, the primary school students. They will be made available to primary school students from first to third form. Right now we do not have all on island for the laptops. We have close to more than 1,500 on island, but the others would be with on the island in another 2 weeks, as well as the tablets. We have some on the island, and the others will be imported in another 2 weeks. So we don't want everybody calling the ministry tomorrow to say that I would like my laptop on or my tablet on Monday. We are making an effort. Some will be distributed this week, and as I indicated, the others within the next 2 weeks.
So again, I'm gonna extend that for you because I know how that shoe fits on the toe. Please be patient when you call. I know in it is when you're doing mass or macro projects like these, everybody sees their case as a priority. They're calling and they don't understand why the phone's ringing off, because the phone can only take 10 messages at a time and more than 10 people calling per second. I've experienced that through COVID and the social protection project I'm working on. So I can beg parents, beg them, please, when you call, be patient. You got to call back and just be patient. When it's a call back, I mean, if someone asks you, you know, give some time. But if phone is ringing or ringing out, you just need to call back. Just want to say, can you ask the chief education officer for clarification, please? Is she saying the first week in nursery, there is no formal teaching and that they don't have online school every day? I was given the impression that nursery school has school every day for 2 hours in the morning.
So what I said, Corey, is that the nursery schools will be using this time to help with the orientation. So it could be 2 hours where they're talking to parents. So every nursery school, they have their approach. So whatever the direction you've got from your particular nursery school is what you're actually following. So there'll be orientation, there'll be discussion, they'll be helping the children in terms of their email addresses. We've given the children email addresses, how to go on, how to log on, the steps, small steps that they'll be taking. And obviously they'll be also giving them activities as well. So listen to the directives for your particular school. And the previous message that you had, that push what I was actually going to say, but remember, in terms of the contract, the devices that we're issuing, you can go online and you can register. So we don't want everybody trying to call in. You go online, you can register, you can call through the school, fill out that survey form, and we will get back to you. And there is a process, so there will be some, obviously we will try to give to the exam forms, the class fours, the fifth, the sixth, and then we will go down in that manner. But also remember that with these devices, they belong, you'll be given a contract that the parents would have to sign. One of the challenges we had where we had other devices being issued is that some parents were not coming. And we know we will have to get time and make arrangements for the persons to come to sign. But it's just like how we had the textbook loan scheme. You have to come and you have to sign that contract and take responsibility, as the PS would have said earlier, moving forward. So those are the two things, the nursery and the contract moving forward.
There's a question in terms, you have a number of persons who are without devices to date. You had said that in your opening.
What we did is that we asked the schools to compile, the teachers would have been calling the parents and they would be compiling the number that we had. But we know that there might be some that we would have missed. So that is how we actually started that first order that we had. When we first started in the lockdown, we were aiming for about 10,000. We got just over 8,000. Those were all donated. But now in this going, the second batch here that we're going through, there are other persons. So as you heard, there might have been three siblings in the household, might have been one device at the household. So we're trying to make sure that all the children are taken care of.
All right, and repeat the website for filling out the survey for those.
www.gov.be. And when you go on that website, you go to what's happening, click on that, and then you will see e-learning survey. And it is a simple survey form that you can complete.
Okay, the last time I had you on, we had a chunk of the discussion on the disabled and the differently able, and I wanted to reiterate, touch, and update on what's happening with there. And particularly, there's a question, are there any programs in place for the school for the deaf and for persons who have with disabilities who may have classes? So in general, what are the provisions have you made for the disabled?
Our senior education officer for student services have been interacting with all of the special needs schools and special needs units, and they're working with that population, because we know that those persons, we talk about nursery, but a lot of the special needs children will also need somebody supervising. So they've put special programs in place. They are working with the parents, with ones who they know will not be able to operate with the online and even with tablet. They're actually preparing packages so that they will have work that they can do, and the teachers are working. That is another group of individuals, just like the nursery, who like to go back face-to-face. Last time when we were going with the blended, we have about 50% of our schools face-to-face. Primary mainly, we had one secondary that had the first and second and third all face-to-face, but we went to pains to make sure that the majority of our special, I think was all but one special needs units and schools, that they were also face-to-face. So we are working with those families, and the ones who are really challenged, the teachers from the schools, they will be in packages and giving to them and lending the assistance. So in addition to the discussion that we'll be having with the Ministry of Health and Wellness as it relates to nursery, we're also talking about special needs children and see if yes, they're vulnerable, but we understand the challenges that they will have trying to operate in an online environment as well.
Okay, I know we touched on the tech savvy parents, and we being mindful of those things. So there are some recommendations here in relation to a number of things we spoke about. One is that Zoom and Google Meet have a feature that allows to record, so parents can review the lesson and class when it's done. Someone here wanted to know the ministry's policy on the camera. They're saying that they should use, different people are recommending different things. They're saying that you should mandate the camera be used so that children can be kept on task. And also for those children who are fearful of asking questions, the teacher can pick up the puzzled faces and try to speak to them. So those are just some things I'm flagging coming off of the WhatsApp here.
I could address this whole thing about camera if I can, Corey. Mm-hmm. We've had two different kind of stories. Depending on the bandwidth, and I think that you spoke about that earlier, that is available to us, we find that sometimes when everybody's camera is on, that sometimes they have problems with the audio and the presentation. So what some teachers have said is that you can turn on when you first come on, and then you turn your camera off. I mean, you turn it on when you're speaking is what we are requesting for them to do. I've seen some online classes where all the cameras are on. And as you said, you can actually see and have that interaction. You can say, well, Joy, are you understanding? Corey, are you still there? You know, so that is the challenge. We heard earlier when we were having the collaboration that some secondary schools had told the children, don't turn the cameras on because of the problems that they were having with the background and persons. Students focusing on that rather than focusing on the teacher's background rather than on the student's background. But I don't believe that we should be having an online class and all we're seeing is black squares with initials or a picture of an individual. So the recommendation that we have in the guidelines is that the teacher's camera should be on so that you can see, unless they're projecting onto a whiteboard or doing something else for the children, have they gone to another site or whatever. But that the students should have the cameras on wherever possible. And if you find that it's a challenge as it relates to the bandwidth, that the cameras can be off, but when you're speaking, they should turn the cameras on.
All right, excellent. Let's take some calls and then get some reaction from the panelists. Good afternoon and welcome, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Corey. I am directly on.
Hey, good afternoon. On? Yes, right, you are. You're coming in. Okay, go ahead. A little better, go ahead.
Okay, this is a great question. I want to know if children from private schools can apply for these laptops as well. Is that possible?
Hello? Sorry, I'll let the education official...
I think the PS had responded to that earlier and indicated that you can contact the ministry and we will monitor the situation and see how we can assist. As you said, the policy was for public schools. But if there is a challenge, then you can make the case to the ministry and we will decide on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, one other concern I had was that... Hello?
Just let me add what the chief is saying. Yes, write to the Ministry of Education, because write to the Ministry of Education with your case, and we will see how we can direct you or assist you. So I don't want it to go out there that I'm saying that the Ministry of Education will necessarily address your challenge. We may be able to direct you to a ministry that may be able to assist you with your challenge.
Okay. Okay. My other concern was that you are now issuing or receiving and distributing 16,000 computers, right? Is that correct?
No.
How many?
Distributing the laptops and devices. We are seeking to purchase, and I'm just trying to get the numbers correct, 21,000. At the moment, and those 21,000 were expected from Kenya. We have varied the policy, and we are now seeking to purchase at least over 9,000 locally.
Okay. And my concern,
tablets and laptops.
My concern is, though, that in the last term, I know we had problems in the term before, but in the last term, you had blended learning at the schools, primary and secondary, where you went to school for 2 days and you remain at home and use the devices for 2 days as well. At some point in time, we were made comfortable when we heard from the ministry and the minister that everything was under control and everybody was getting education. Now, if everybody was getting education online up to the end of last term, I was wondering how come we needed 20-something thousand devices, because it was... If then we need that amount, it means that about 20-something thousand children were without education online in the last term. Let me correct you, sir.
Last term, not all schools were blended. We had about 50% of our schools having face-to-face. So there was no need at that particular point in time for the person to be actually requiring a device. So those students now who are coming forward saying that they still don't have a device, those are the ones that we would have to make sure that they are covered. The 21,000 devices that we were looking to purchase would mean a lot of replacement as well for teachers, and to have replacements for devices that would be damaged. So that was what we were projecting, bringing, so that it would cover everybody. So now that we have to go to online again, there are still some people who would have been involved in a face-to-face and didn't need a device because they were not at home at that particular point in time. A lot of the schools who had blended, the numbers are very small for those who are requesting the device now.
Okay. Well, thanks for the clarification.
Okay.
All right. We take another call. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon. I tuned in late, so I'm not sure if this would have been addressed already, but I was wondering if primary school teachers are allowed to record live sessions and have those available for the students who can't get online. I am a primary school teacher, and I have about 8 students in my class who would not be able to access daily classes due to their parents being at work and no one to put them on. They're between the ages of 4 and 5. So for me, that would be kind of the easiest option in terms of them still being able to access the instruction, but also benefit from their classmates' contributions and kind of the thought process of the class. So I just wanted some direction in terms of if we are allowed to record live sessions, and if so, what is the process? Because I've spoken to my parents and they are all on board, because they all want what I want, which is the best opportunity for all these children to progress in this online environment.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for what you're doing and interacting with your parents. Yes, you do have that permission that you can record, as long as you get the parents' permission and that you can share. You can also send work and packages to those students as well, that they can work on things on their own with the parents. So once you get the parents' consent that you're recording, and I think that most of them will probably agree, then you can record and then you can share it with the others.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are doing packages as well for our students, because one of the things that we found the last go around was that our younger students in late the reception and infants A age range, the lack of writing has been a hamper. And I could even see the effect on my own son because he's 6 and just made his entrance in September. And his writing is completely atrocious. And anytime he has to write anything, he's exhausted, he's tired, he's being on the great duress. So we have created packages to try to make sure that they do get that kind of fine motor development at that time to really develop their penmanship. So this just takes a load off my planning and being able to really give the best to my students.
What we're going to do, we're going to send the guidelines out because remember, the recordings are for educational purposes only. So it is not to be distributed, you know, far and wide and look what this person said. Or because we've had that in the past too. And that's why some people hesitate in recording because people said, well, imagine Joy didn't know 2 and 2. And you know, that then became something. So we want to put some parameters as to that recording. So, all right.
No problem. So I will look out for those guidelines. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's wrap up all that we've discussed today. I think we've been able to cover much of the anxiety problems, challenges, and the possible solutions. And importantly, the systems that are already in place that people can take advantage of. And I believe going forward, we're going to have to revisit and revise as we go because we are adapting. Let's hear from the teacher parents. Nicola, let's start with you. Janice, we're coming to you next. Astrid, and then we'll finish off with the ministry as we just wrap up what we spoke about today. Nicola.
Thanks, Corey. Based on all that was said here today, I really don't think that there is much to worry about. I am comforted that the ministry is sourcing devices. They do, and their lines of communication are open. They have said that, you know, we teachers can reach out to them, parents can reach out to them. Teachers and parents are working together. It is a difficult situation. It has its challenges, but I think that we can be better working together moving forward. I really do think so.
Excellent. Thank you. Janice?
Yes, Corey. I do agree with Ms. Jones. I must say that kudos to the Ministry of Education and also to our teachers, and not only teachers, but teachers that are parents. I want to say that they're making the effort and we can see the results. And it would be good that our parents, as many as possible, to find it possible to come on board and to work with the teachers and the Ministry of Education. It gives us hope to know that the ministry has sourced so many laptops and so many tablets. And I think that it is our part now to capitalize on these areas and to, you know, seek assistance where we need it so that we can make it happen for our children. I also want to put Sean's number out there again. Sean Gibbs, the National Council of Parents Teachers Association President. His number is 256-8701. And I also want to make myself available also at 244-2089. We are more than happy to help, give ideas, and see how best we can work through this COVID environment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Astrid?
I just want to add as a parent that we have to be mindful of how we prepare our children. So as it would have been mentioned earlier by Ms. Jones, you know, at the beginning, make sure your children have a good breakfast, they're sitting, they're ready, they have the necessary tools for the class, the day's work. As a teacher as well, prepare yourself. If you're a parent and a teacher, you know that you have to prepare some lessons in advance. You post them online so that then you yourself will have some time for your child as well to be able to assist your young ones. So we're just looking forward to working with teachers, working with parents, and working with children. And then as teachers, make sure that we set the ground rules from early, making sure that children know the same rules that apply for the classroom apply online. The effort that is needed online is the same thing, the same effort that is needed face to face.
Chief Adamson?
Okay. Thank you, Corey. Thank you for the opportunity to share this morning and this afternoon. We know it's difficult for everyone, but we would want you to remember that our channels are open, communication is key, and we are all in this together. We're here to lend a helping hand for both the teachers and to the students. We want to thank the Erdiston Teachers Training College, who will be there with us all the time in terms of training and making sure that our teachers are well trained. We are working with the Finland University, currently now Tampere University, to make sure that our teachers are trained in the online instruction. I want to encourage the NCPTA to continue their work up there, and that parents and schools, let's form those PTAs. Maybe the NCPTA can assist with looking in for retired educators who could assist in helping the parents who are having the struggles at home. We need to collaborate. We know that it is new. It may be difficult for some. We are trying as many approaches as possible, and we're trying to lend assistance wherever possible. The ministry has organized an oversight monitoring committee headed with by the Deputy Chief Education Officer responsible for schools. And we'll be going into the classes, and we'll be monitoring and observing what's happening. We'll be reviewing the timetables, and we're going to be, wherever possible, giving assistance moving forward to our schools. So if you can, go to our website and look at the guidelines for online teaching and instruction. It's out there for everybody to see. The parents can go on the website and indicate if they do need a device. We want the teachers to go out there and complete that survey as it relates to their e-learning. And once we all work together, we should be able to get through this. We won't always get it right, but we will do our best.
Excellent. P.S. Betty Annie Headley.
Thank you, Corey. I want to say that the government of Barbados is totally on board with online instruction and e-testing. Therefore, the cabinet would have granted approval for 21,000, just about 21,000 devices to be purchased. A variation has been done by the cabinet, and now over 9,500 devices will be purchased locally, and those will be distributed between secondary schools and primary schools, as well as nursery. Those without internet, there will be some MiFi devices purchased. We know that we want this to be an all of country approach. We are therefore asking that parents, extended parents, teachers, children, PTA, and neighbors give support for supervision. We want parents to encourage their children to give respect for property. This is a new normal which requires new thinking. And we are asking that people take challenges and make them opportunities.
Okay, excellent, excellent. I want to thank everyone for giving us your time this Sunday morning and into the early afternoon. Thank the producer, Dennis Johnson, Williams Industries, those who call on the chat, the WhatsApp. And I just want to reiterate, just to sum up everything coming out of this, especially from the WhatsAppers, that we have to make sure we have strong mechanisms in place for those who would have fallen through the cracks, lest we create canyons for them to fall through. So we got to be on that on a very, very, very serious level. Thank you, everyone, and do enjoy the rest of your afternoon. This has been Brass Tack Sunday, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.